Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Autism with Dr. Andy, and today's guest, Tammy A. Goldstein, is the author of Coming Through the Fog. And this, in her book, she shares her journey of her daughter's recovery from autism and sensory processing disorder to functioning recovery and independent living. And in this book, she provides helpful tips for other parents. So welcome, Tammy.
Hi, Dr. Andy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you. And I knew when I met you in Chicago, where I met Tammy at the Autism One conference, that she'd be on the show. And I have a book with me. And she, in this book, has provided 25 really neat tips for parents. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Tammy, before we start, I want to mention to our listeners that your book, Coming Through the Fog, won a Bronze Biography Reader's Favorite Award, and good for you, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was quite an honor.
Oh, absolutely. So, Tammy, let's go back to the time when you found out that Heather was diagnosed as being on the spectrum.
Heather wasn't diagnosed about a month shy of her 13th birthday. We had spent the previous 8 years with a variety of mental health providers trying to find out or get answers for her odd behaviors, and not just behaviors, but her odd physiological responses. She didn't respond normally to hot and cold weather. There were a lot of things going on with Heather, but she got her diagnosis a month shy of her 13th birthday, at which time they gave us a list of recommendations to institutionalize her.
Wow.
That's
got to be one of the most dreaded things that a parent can hear, to the recommendation to institutionalize your child. What went through your mind at that time, Tammy?
It was heartbreaking, but I have to tell you, my gut said we were missing something. And it was at that time that I quit my job. I had this great job as a travel agent, and I literally started researching autism across the country. And I was really surprised how I would hear different information in one part of the country versus the other. So I started networking with parents. What are you doing? What are you finding success with? Who's doing research? Who's finding answers? This is how my daughter presents. And that's really how it all started. And then I came back to the Midwest, and I set out to find those kind of service providers.
Tammy,
I'm very
interested with something you just said, that you said, depending on where you contacted people in the country, you got different responses. Is there a difference between north, south, east, or west?
Well, I'll just point out Wisconsin, because it's the state I live in. So Madison told me that diet played no role in it, and it was strictly basically a mental health disorder. And yet Milwaukee was talking about not only the role of the diet, but also sensory processing disorders. I would come to find out that 94% of children with autism do, in fact, have some degree of sensory processing disorders. So that screamed at me, because that really explained a lot of my daughter's behaviors. I then reached out to the Autism Society of America, to the Bethesda office, the home office, and they were also talking about diet and the sensory processing piece. So I set out to find those providers in the Midwest. I read a book called The Out-of-Sync Child by Carol Stock Kranowitz, and it screened the behaviors for my child. And I finally found an OT willing to work with a school-aged child with a new diagnosis.
Tell me, would you spell the name of that book as well as the name of the author?
The book is The Out-of-Sync Child. Sync spelled S-Y-N-C. And then the author is Carol, middle name Stock, S-T-O-C-K, Kranowitz, K-R-A-N-O-W-I-T-Z, I believe. And that was okay. The first book I read. And I immediately started looking for an OT who could do this evaluation for my child. I was very fortunate. I got turned away from a number of OTs until I found one about 2 hours away who not only was certified in sensory integration, but then also happened to be certified in cranial sacral therapy. And that's really how Heather's journey really turned around. She understood my daughter. She understood the behavior. She was not a provider that was telling me I was a bad mother, which I heard a lot of. It's not uncommon for a lot of parents with kids with autism. And the OT started some sensory integration therapy, and she started some cranial sacral therapy. And the difference with the cranial sacral therapy was so phenomenal, I went back to school and certified in it so I could provide the services for other children.
Tell me, explain to our listeners what a sensory integration therapy is, and then what a cranial sacral therapy is.
Okay, sensory integration is the body's ability to take in stimulation from your 8 sensory systems, integrate it within the body so that the body knows how to respond appropriately. Children with autism, their sensory processing systems do not work correctly. And that's why you see all of those maladaptive behaviors. Some kids don't like to be touched. Some kids have ocular motor issues. Some children have, their sense of balances are off. And when those sensory systems don't work together, you see those maladaptive behaviors. So there's a whole line or a whole degree of sensory integration support that can be done, provided by your occupational therapist. Now, cranial sacral therapy is a light touch therapy done over the clothing that can detect and correct restrictions in the cranial sacral system. And the therapy acts to improve sensory, motor, and mental dysfunction.
Tammy, what does cranial sacral mean?
Well, cranial sacral is the term coined by Dr. John Upledger, the founder of cranial sacral therapy. He started the Upledger Institute International in 1985 in Palm Gardens, Florida. And cranial meaning your head, sacral meaning your sacrum. You have a separate system in your body called the cranial sacral system. It's made up of the brain, the membranes that surround the brain, the fluids that protect and nourish the brain, the bones of the skull, face, and mouth, and the spinal column. And it gives off a rhythm, like a heart rate or a pulse. And a trained therapist can tap into that rhythm and rate that rhythm and look for those restrictions. There are common restriction patterns within the craniums of children on the autism spectrum, and so you can use the bones of the skull as leverage to release the membranes that are causing restrictions within the brain. In my office alone, I've had nonverbal children begin to speak after facilitation of cranial sacral therapy. Very powerful therapy. Dr. Upledger actually has an intensive program that he offers at the Institute, and it started just with children on the spectrum that were severe, that were banging their heads. And he believed that these children were doing this self-injurious behavior because they were looking to change the anatomical or physiological pressure within his head. And through his research and his work, we know that that is in fact the case. That intensive program is still in effect today, and now it just is not for children with autism, but they actually facilitate that cranial sacral therapy for a number of different health issues.
Tammy, I'm fascinated by this, and when you talk about the sacrocranial therapy, would this be considered a form of energy therapy?
You know, there is an energy component to it, but I do have to say that through Dr. Upledger's research at Michigan State University, we know that the cranial sacral system does exist, and his philosophies about how that system works has all been founded in scientific research and verified. But there is an energy component to it, because when you release a restricted area, there is a buildup of pressure or energy. So when that area releases, that restriction releases, sometimes people do feel that kind of rush of energy through the body. It's really fascinating work.
Yeah, it is absolutely fascinating, and I'm wondering also if it, in any way this is related to Reiki.
Related to Reiki. Reiki is actually untouch therapy that works with energy as well, but it's completely non-touch. Whereas cranial therapy, as I said, founded in research, and though there are some energy components to it, as I said, it's really not straight energy work.
Okay. Tammy, let's talk a bit about, as a result of your research and knowledge and involvement with the OT that really was trained in those areas that you needed, what started happening with Heather as a result of her involvement?
You know, the improvement was pretty profound. By the time we found this OT, Heather had 40 seizures a day, debilitating OCD, and would have shutdown of up to 5 days where she couldn't walk or talk. So with sensory integration therapy and some cranial sacral therapy, and the last thing this wonderful OT recommended was biomedical therapy, so we cleaned up Heather's diet, replaced what was missing, chelated mercury out of her system. The results are profound. I will tell you that Heather is now 27 years old. She's doing everything we said she wouldn't do. She graduated high school. She completed a secondary school program. She drives a car. She holds down a job. And she bought her own home and lived independently in 2012. And she's doing great. She still has autism. Still has it. She self-evaluates her arousal state every day. And depending upon what she needs, most of the time she can self-access that support now to maintain that functioning recovery.
What a story.
Yeah, really, really phenomenal. And what I'd like to share with parents is that that sensory piece is so important. She qualified for nothing in school. But once we encouraged Heather to follow what's called a sensory diet, so to access those sensory supports when you need it, not when somebody tells you, Heather reduced her absenteeism from school from 75 days a year to 23 and increased her ability to sustain in the school environment from 3.5 hours to 6.
Wow.
And yet, a school OT does not provide sensory diet support. They might have the child have access to that, but a child really needs that OT to help teach them what they need when they need it before the child knows to access it. So there's a disconnect between what services your child can get in public schools and in school environments versus what they can get independently.
Wow. Tammy, you mentioned a bit about a diet, and I think you might have also mentioned about heavy metals and chelation. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
I'd love our listeners to hear about what you learned for Heather that did help with diet, heavy metals, chelation, and whatever else you were advised to do. I'd like to know.
Well, the biomedical piece, they found that everybody has the baseline chemical foundation needed to function. And our kids with autism have a different baseline chemical foundation. They're missing serotonin, for instance, which is an important in keeping the neurotransmitters connected in the brain. Our kids are missing B and B complex vitamins, folic acid, magnesium. So that child doesn't really have the chemical foundation it needs to grow and sustain appropriately. So they do hair, blood, saliva, stool samples. They figure out what that baseline chemical foundation was, and Heather was completely depleted. I mean, after that testing, we had a whole new list of, you know, autoimmune disorders, neurotransmitter disorders, and they systematically replace what's missing. They also eliminate from the child's diet what they can't tolerate. Most people are familiar with a casein gluten-free diet, but that wasn't appropriate for Heather. Girls present differently than boys. So Heather was put on the elimination diet that pertained to her, and we replaced what was missing in her system. We chelated the mercury out of her system, and it brought her to a level of health that was substantial. Even allergies to certain foods seemed to resolve now that her body was functioning better, had the nutrients, the chemicals, the foundation it needed to grow and sustain. So it was very hard to find a medical, a provider that did biomedical therapies, but as you and I both know, after attending the Autism One conference, that's a huge part of recovery for our children now.
Tell me, who did you use? What was the doctor's name? I'm interested. I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, actually, the first seminar I went to was Dr. Jeff Bradstreet. And, boy, you know, I met with 20 people about in the basement of a community center or a church in Milwaukee. And he was in Florida, and we didn't have the money to get to him. But I ended up finding Dr. John Hicks. Now, both of those doctors were speakers at the recent conference, and Dr. John Hicks was phenomenal to work with, and I think he's still working with families. His website is johnhicksmd.com, and very accessible and very knowledgeable.
Tammy, I just want to interrupt and say how small this world of ours is, because I attended both the Bradstreet conference and the Dr. Hicks conference, and after listening to Dr. Hicks and seeing what he did, I got to the microphone because they had time for questions, and I implored him to train 1,000 physicians to know what he knows and to use what he's using. And basically what you're doing right now is underlining, bold-facing, and totally supporting my kind of a gut reaction to him. And so, of course, he said, thank you very much. I met with his wife, Betsy, a little bit later in an elevator, told her how wonderful I think her husband is in working with the autistic. Great resource, Dr. John Hicks, and he is in California. Is that right, Tammy?
He is in California now, yes.
And how can folks get in touch with him if they wanted to?
johnhicksmd.com.
Great. We have to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. Before we do, if you'd like to get Tammy's wonderful book, it's called Coming Through the Fog by Tammy, T-A-M-I, Goldstein, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. I highly recommend it. And if you'd like to get in touch with her, you can do so by going to www.comingthroughthefog.com. We'll be right back.
Are you a parent of a child on the autism spectrum? Maybe you lead a classroom that includes students with autism, or perhaps you have a friend with ASD and would just like to know more. At AAPCpublishing.com, you'll find books that'll help your child cope with stress in those high anxiety moments, teaching models that help you be more effective in the classroom, and fun games and activities that teach children the necessary social skills to build stronger relationships. AAPCpublishing.com, AAPC, formerly known as the Autism and Asperger Publishing Company, is the best resource for practical solutions to ASD. If you're looking to learn more about sensory issues, applied behavior analysis, or just how to prepare your child for high school or college, visit AAPCpublishing.com. Mention the promotional code ANDY, and customers will receive a 10% discount at AAPCpublishing.com now.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Duff, stuff, stuff, where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi, folks. This is Autism with Dr. Andy, and today's guest, Tammy Goldstein. Her book is Coming Through the Fog, and it's a story about Tammy's successful work with her daughter, Heather, who is diagnosed a month shy of her 13th birthday with high-functioning autism, Asperger's syndrome. And at that time, she watched her daughter really spiral out of control medically and educationally until she, through her research, found some very meaningful answers to these challenges. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hi, Dr. Andy. Nice to be here.
No, it's great to have you with us. So, Tammy, we just spoke about Dr. Hicks and the medical, and I'd like to spend just a little more time on the medical if we can, because
Sure. People
don't think that you can make a difference with nutrition and chelation and these other issues, and if you just spend a little more time on that, I'd appreciate it.
Well, my conclusion from all the work that I did was autism is a disability about brain function. The sensory integration piece and the sensory processing piece teaches you how a specific brain functions, what their sensory system is like. The biomedical piece, which is that whole diet piece and the chelation, makes sure that that child has the appropriate foundation for that brain to continue to grow and develop appropriately. And then lastly, that craniosacral therapy acts to improve brain function. So in order to get the functioning recovery, it's very important that you use a multidisciplinary approach. Those three therapies are the ones that do the work on the autism brain. And the autism brain, we know, grows and develops differently than a neurotypically normal brain. So if you can find someone that can provide these services in your state, and my book, Coming Through the Fog, gives you tips on how to locate some of these resources, it's very powerful therapy. And then your other supports, your speech and language, your PT work, all of that will come together. So I highly recommend it. Every child with autism presents differently because every child with autism has a different chemical makeup. So you could line up 10 children with the same diagnosis of autism and see 10 different presentations of their sensory processing issues and see 10 different behavioral responses. So you very much have to individualize what you're doing. And biomedical doctors are phenomenal. They understand the chemistry of the body. So to find somebody like Dr. Hicks, like Dr. Bradstreet, who can really evaluate that child's medical makeup, that chemical makeup, and then you can act and make improvements with it.
You know, I'm so fascinated by this, and I had a wonderful experience at lunch with Dr. Martha Herbert, the Harvard researcher who also presented at the conference, and two of the folks working with her on developing their television documentary, The Canary Project. You're probably familiar with that.
Yes.
Anyway, one of the things in conversation that came up is, and I was asking for her opinion about it, they said, it's, you know, we all know that applied behavior analysis is very helpful, no question about that, and in no way am I denigrating ABA. However, what makes ABA much more effective is if we can take care of these biomedical components first, that getting the right diet, talking about all those things you talked about, with chelation, heavy metals, with cranial sacral and all, and sensory integration, that if we work on that first and kind of get that to the optimum level where that child's functioning can be, that then when we use the ABA, it just works much better.
Well, I agree with you. ABA therapy did not work for my daughter at all. And for those who don't know, applied behavioral analysis, it's the oldest, most researched therapy for autism. And I think if your child is very low functioning, it does have a place for it. But what happens is it doesn't really take into account that sensory piece. So, you know, it's basically a behavioral modification. Do this task and we give you a reward. But if your child is melting down from sensory overload, it is not their choice to behave the way they do. My daughter would be in a fetal position on the floor. It wasn't her choice to be there. I could have offered any reward I wanted in the world. She couldn't get up. She simply couldn't make her body work. So as you said, if you do all those other therapies and you get that body strong and healthy, then things like ABA therapy can be very helpful, very successful.
Yeah, this is I'm hearing this over and over from people, and I'm getting it anecdotally from the many, many parents that I'm speaking to, and it seems that because this is not widely recognized throughout the United States, that what we're talking about is really very much cutting edge. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'm going to say yes, but then I'm going to say this. The way medicine works is they have to do a double-blind study. Well, with the placebo. Well, you can't do that for all these therapies. And if you think about it, sensory integration therapy started with Jean Ayres in 1944. The work, the biomedical stuff, started with Dr. Bernard Rimland at the Autism Research Institute in San Diego, and I think that work started around 1967. Craniofacial therapy started 1970s. So you have years and years of these therapies proving to be very successful for a lot of people, but because you can't do a double-blind study, you have to wait to such point where the medical industry says, oh, well, it must work because look at all these people that are deriving benefit from it. When I started, you know, Heather's 27 now. When I started, I had major medical facilities tell me that the protocol I was using was bunk and I was wasting my money, and yet they were all amazed at the improvement in my daughter. So as a mom, you know your child best. If you think these therapies play a role for your child, I say access them. It is the difference between functioning recovery and not.
Wow. That's a wonderful explanation, and I appreciate it very much, and I know our listeners will as well. I'd like to get into a little bit of the book now, because you've got so many wonderful tips. So I'd like to start with that.
Okay.
We're going to do that until we come up to our first, our next commercial. So, Tammy, in your book, and there are 25 tips that you offer, all of which make a whole lot of sense, and have been, I'm sure, I know, time-tested by you. Tell us some of the things that you want parents to know and that they can read about in your book.
Well, I was actually floored by the fight with the public school environment to get support. My daughter didn't qualify for any supports whatsoever, which made it exceedingly difficult for her to function, and in fact, she deteriorated. So at the next segment, I'd like to talk a little further about that aspect of it.
Okay, that's what we'll do, Tammy. So, folks, we have to take a short commercial break. Again, the name of Tammy's book is Coming Through the Fog, and her name is Tammy, T-A-M-I, Goldstein, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N, and you can get her book through Amazon.com, and if you'd like to get in touch with her, you can do so by going to www.comingthroughthefog.com. We'll be right back.
Are you a parent of a child on the autism spectrum? Maybe you lead a classroom that includes students with autism, or perhaps you have a friend with ASD and would just like to know more. At AAPCpublishing.com, you'll find books that will help your child cope with stress in those high anxiety moments, teaching models that help you be more effective in the classroom, and fun games and activities that teach children the necessary social skills to build stronger relationships. AAPCpublishing.com, AAPC, formerly known as the Autism and Asperger Publishing Company, is the best resource for practical solutions to ASD. If you're looking to learn more about sensory issues, applied behavior analysis, or just how to prepare your child for high school or college, visit AAPCpublishing.com. Mention the promotional code ANDY, and customers will receive a 10% discount at AAPCpublishing.com now.
Fasten your seatbelt as Dr. Annie McCabe's new book, The Gifted One, takes you on the ride of your life. A positive, fulfilling life, that is, if you accept the challenge. You'll fulfill your dreams as The Gifted One shows you you can have a successful, productive, and happy life. Now, here's your chance to accept the challenge. Get your copy of The Gifted One today at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, Kindle, and Nook, or visit AndyCityBear.com. You'll be in for the greatest ride of your life. The Gifted One by Dr. Andy McCabe.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, folks. This is Autism with Dr. Andy, and we are interviewing today coming through the author of Coming Through the Fog, Tammy Goldstein, and it's the story of how Tammy worked with, assisted her daughter, Heather, who was diagnosed on the spectrum as having high-functioning autism. And this is an absolutely wonderful story with a beautiful ending, and I say ending because of success to date, So welcome back, Tammy.
Hi there, Dr. Andy.
All right. So, Tammy, tell us about your tips for the parents. You had started by talking about how Heather was not eligible for any services in the public school. Tell us more.
Well, I was really disheartened. I live in Wisconsin, and it turns out the state of Wisconsin doesn't actually even speak the same language as the federal government for special education. So your independent evaluations and your federal government talking grade equivalents. If your child is two grade equivalents behind, they're entitled to special education services. So I have a child with a very high IQ, excellent verbal skills, but she can't write, genius level, nonverbal problem solving ability. So in our state, educationally, they look at a 1 to 100% bell curve. They recognize 16 to 84% as average. Your child must be 4% or below to qualify. So my daughter had 110% in verbal skills, but her written skills were in the 40s or 20s. So now you have a kid that's very bright who really can't write. Now, the problem I had is that in working with an attorney to try to get support, schools are not required to use current evaluation tools, and they're not required to follow doctor recommendations. So, you know, where does that leave a parent? And your school district employed occupational therapists, physical therapists, and speech and language pathologists, though medically licensed to uphold current health criteria for the health and well-being of a child, if they're employed in an educational domain, they can only look at the educational aspect. So it was first recommended that Heather get looked at for some additional sensory supports in the school environment in second grade. In second grade, she wasn't having five-day meltdowns where she couldn't walk or talk. But every year a child goes up in school and there's more demands put on them, higher analytical thinking required of them, and you go from a rather coddling, nurturing elementary school to a bigger middle school to an even bigger high school, my child systematically broke down year after year after year by not having the support. Also, there are a lot of things that I learned along the way that we could have done to make it easier for Heather, but it wasn't forthcoming in your school district. They are understaffed. They have these legalities that they're allowed to do by not using current evaluation tools. My district used an evaluation tool that hadn't been recognized since 1998. So it makes it very, very difficult to navigate through that system, and yet some kids like Heather that have the best potential to achieve functioning recovery are lost in the system if they can't, and their parents can't figure out how to navigate through it. So in my tips in the book, I try to give parents sensible simple things to be proactive about as their child went to school rather than reactive. If your child is not getting the support that's needed, it hurts your child medically in school. A child with autism who shows an increase in maladaptive behaviors, it's because their systems are being impacted in schools, and yet the schools are not required to provide supports for that. Your school district OT is more worried about if your child can hold a pencil than if the behaviors that they have prevent them from being educated. So I tell my parents when I advocate for them, which is another service I provide, is you get independent evaluations. You know, in my case, I'm paying thousands and thousands of dollars a year to experts who specialize in this field, and yet I'm going to a public school where people have little to no training, or sensor training, as I called it, because they only look at the educational component, and they're telling me not to do it. Imagine the conflict for my child. And when you read Coming Through the Fog, you'll read that by the end, we were telling Heather, you're going to school 3 hours a day just to learn how to modulate your system. Because if you can control the behaviors, most of these kids are bright, and they can be educated.
Wow. You know, as I'm learning as well as our listeners, and one of the things that I'm coming away with as a result of going to various conferences and talking to folks like you is that our public school system is totally unprepared to be able to successfully work with kids on the spectrum.
Totally unprepared.
Yeah, and not to say we can't make some progress, but the point I made before that you underlined is that, you know, all the ABA in the world isn't going to help if the child is melting down inside and screaming out because of the feelings in the body, the pain in the body, whatever it is that they're going through, or combinations thereof. So, though you and I are more informed, and you are certainly very well informed, we need to work nationally to get this message out, because it's just such a powerful message.
I agree. I've been writing to Washington, and I hope to speak before the Subcommittee on Education one day, because I want them to hear how it hurts our kids without those supports in school.
Absolutely. Tammy, I want to do another commercial here, and then we're going to come back for our last segment. Folks, Coming Through the Fog is Tammy's book, and where she shares her journey of working toward her daughter's recovery. And her name, Tammy, T-A-M-I, Goldstein, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. And you can get her book on Amazon.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Tammy, she is also a certified sacrocranial specialist.
Cranial sacral.
Thank you. And you can reach her at www.comingthroughthefog.com. We'll be right back.
Fasten your seatbelt as Dr. Annie McCabe's new book, The Gifted One, takes you on the ride of your life. A positive, fulfilling life, that is, if you accept the challenge. You'll fulfill your dreams as The Gifted One shows you you can have a successful, productive, and happy life. Now, here's your chance to accept the challenge. Get your copy of The Gifted One today at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, Kindle, and Nook, or visit AndyCityBear.com. You'll be in for the greatest ride of your life. The Gifted One by Dr. Andy McCabe. Psychic ability. We all have it. It's time to understand, and now you can. With Many Faces of Psychic Ability, this entertaining and informative DVD gives you history, facts, and explains the 17 distinct and separate psychic abilities, with personal stories by world-renowned and respected psychic Linda McKenzie. Order it today. Call 800-555-5453 or visit lindamckenzie.net. Call now, 800-555-5453.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi folks, this is Autism with Dr. Andy, and today's guest, Tammy Goldstein, is the author of Coming Through the Fog, her story of what she did to assist her daughter, and her daughter Heather, to come through the diagnosis of high-functioning autism to be happy and successful and independent. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
So, Tammy, let's continue on. Where we left off, we were discussing how school districts around the country are not prepared for this, don't have the appropriately trained people, don't know how to do it, and all the ABA in the world is wonderful, but the biomedical needs to come first. And do you have any ideas on how we might assist in that regard, Tammy?
Well, honestly, I'd like to see the school districts get a little bit more money towards the sensory processing piece. Everything I know about the sensory processing piece, through my research, it's behavioral neurology. It's why kids behave the way they do. So if 94% of kids with autism have sensory processing disorders, why do you have two or three OTs in school districts 10,000 students? So it would be most beneficial if we could get more OT support, more of those supports incorporated within the classrooms and for these children. There is a disconnect between what can happen medically and what happens educationally, and we need to bridge that gap. So that's what I would hope would happen. The other thing is, I don't think schools should have sensor training. I think that they should learn the medical and the educational aspects of it, because it is a medical disability. It is not a mental health disability. So I've met children that couldn't remain in public school because of their behavior. They were nonverbal. It was a danger for them and for others, because their systems couldn't be addressed. And yet now, as young adults, they're speaking, they're working, they're contributing members of society. Well, we need to get these kids earlier. They say, you know, think about what's going to happen to all these children that graduate high school. Where are they going to go if they don't have the tools to work, to contribute? The drain on families, the drain on economy. So, you know, we have to start looking at the schools. We have to make some changes, and we have to provide those supports individually within those classrooms. And that would be a big step in the right direction. And why are schools not permitted or not required to use current evaluation tools? That should be a given. That should be a given as far as I'm concerned.
I recently read an article that said that suggested by the year 2025, one out of every two babies in the United States will be on the spectrum. And that to me was absolutely shocking. As we know now, it's probably 1 in 50 or 60, I'm guessing, because the number seems to be getting lower and lower every time I look for it. But 1 in 2 is just, like, overwhelming. And it seems to me like this is a national crisis. It's an epidemic. And something has to be done on a national level to make a difference, to stop the numbers and from getting lower and lower, and reverse the trends so that we have fewer and fewer children on the spectrum. Any ideas, Tammy, how that might happen?
Well, you know, if I mention this word, it's a huge controversy. But you have to look at vaccines. And I want to start by saying I am not anti-vaccine. What I am concerned about is what we're putting in the vaccines and how many we're giving kids. I think it's up to 80 or 90 vaccines by the time that child is 5. Some of these kids are getting vaccinated not with one vaccine, but with 8, 9, 10 vaccines at once. We vaccinate our newborn children. It takes a couple years for that neurological system to develop. We should be waiting until it's stronger and more developed. There's a test called the titer's test. It's a blood test. It checks to see what antibodies are already in that child. So why are we vaccinating for things that children already have an immunity for? So
yeah,
we have to take a serious look at that.
Yeah, I'm from attending the conference and listening to so many learned people, and also just my own reading on the subject, it definitely seems to be a vaccine link. And also, I am not against vaccines. However, as I read and find out how many and how often and what age, it makes me wonder if we don't really have to make some major changes in this area. And it appears so far that Big Pharma does not want to do that.
No, they don't.
Are you picking up the same thought that Big Pharma does not want to change?
I'm going to throw out Gardasil. And Andy, Dr. Andy, I'm very sorry this is very controversial, but it is amongst the top 10, the second most profitable vaccine right now. $2.63 billion a year is generated by Gardasil. Now, that's the HPV vaccine. Now, I will tell you that the country of Japan just banned Gardasil because of vaccine injury to their population. And yet, here in the U.S., we're now pushing it for boys. So
wow.
I think there's a problem when big pharmacology is providing money to our legislators and our elected officials, and if they're making this kind of profit off of what they're generating, you know, to me it's a conflict of interest.
I know this is controversial, but this does seem to be something to it. And Tammy, we've run out of time for today, but once again, folks, if you're interested in Tammy's book, and I highly recommend it, it's called Coming Through the Fog by Tammy Goldstein. And if you'd like, you can get that through Amazon.com. And if you wish to get in touch with Tammy, you can do so by going to www.comingthroughthefog.com. So, Tammy, thanks again for a wonderful interview, and I hope to have you back on the show in a few months.
I would love to. Call me anytime.
Well, thanks again. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
And thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Are you a parent of a child on the autism spectrum? Maybe you lead a classroom that includes students with autism, or perhaps you have a friend with ASD and would just like to know more. At AAPCpublishing.com, you'll find books that'll help your child cope with stress in those high anxiety moments, teaching models that help you be more effective in the classroom, and fun games and activities that teach children the necessary social skills to build stronger relationships. AAPCPublishing.com, AAPC, formerly known as the Autism and Asperger Publishing Company, is the best resource for practical solutions to ASD. If you're looking to learn more about sensory issues, applied behavior analysis, or just how to prepare your child for high school or college, visit AAPCPublishing.com. Mention the promotional code ANDY, and customers will receive a 10% discount at AAPCPublishing.com now.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Duff. Stuff, stuff, where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.